I'm Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Radio. If you've been job hunting recently, you've probably been told a zillion times to think of yourself as a brand and market yourself accordingly. But now there's another word to stir into the branding mix, a word you may not have heard of, shibboleth. It comes from historical times when warring tribes used a specific word or phrase to identify one of us. Pepe de Collier, a former CEO who coaches corporate executives from his base in Prague, says we use shibboleths all the time in business as a way to size someone up in a hurry. Obvious ones, how people dress, and more subtle ones, like management techniques. For example, at a business lunch, how you treat the waiter may speak volumes about how you view others as well as yourself. Other shibboleths may include your grammar or your watch. De Collier says if you understand which behaviors become your shibboleths, you can have substantial control over how you're perceived by others. Stephanie Shelton, CNBC Radio.